From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives plan to hold a vote this week on an immigration bill, despite President Trump urging them to abandon the efforts. AP's Ben Thomas has that story.
House Republicans are still trying to figure out what to make of President Trump's tweets that they should quit wasting time on immigration. Congressman Mike Simpson of Idaho says lawmakers shouldn't look to the president for direction, saying he changes so frequently that anybody who depends on that is in trouble. Meanwhile, Democrats continue to criticize Trump for the separation of immigrant families. In the party's weekly address, Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono says rather than take responsibility, he's trying to blame Democrats.
And proceeded to use these children as leverage to seek legislation that would enshrine the president's hatred and fear of immigrants into law.
Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.
The U.S. military has relocated wooden coffins for the remains of 100 American soldiers who have been missing from the Korean War of the early 1950s to the inter-Korean border in preparation for North Korea's eventual return of the remains to their home country. North Korea agreed during the June 12th summit in Singapore between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump to return the remains to the U.S. The president of Zimbabwe has escaped injury in an explosion at a campaign rally. Emerson Mnangagwa says that the device exploded very near him. Around the president, at least 40 people were wounded, including one of Zimbabwe's vice presidents. There's been no immediate claim for responsibility, though. The run-up to the July 30th presidential vote has been peaceful thus far. The president said that the blast will not affect the election in any way at all. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. One person has been killed, scores of others wounded in a blast at a political rally in the Ethiopian capital. The country's new reformist Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed had just finished a speech at the rally in the capital when a grenade exploded. Abiy said that the explosion was a well-orchestrated attack and that police were investigating who was responsible. Syrian forces have advanced against rebels in the province of Dara in their first gain since Tuesday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 18 civilians have died since the escalation in fighting, along with 13 government troops and at least 10 rebel fighters. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres in Washington. The two agreed to prioritize humanitarian aid in Syria as well as in Yemen, where they are in the midst of a humanitarian crisis. Starting today, women in Saudi Arabia have the right to drive. And they are experiencing something else that is new, and that is buying a car. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
A woman's only view used to be from the back seat in Saudi Arabia. Maram El Hazar is the manager of a Ford dealership in Riyadh.
They're trying the front seat, and they're always asking about the things in the front. And this is, to be honest, it's new things for us.
Uzma Shohan is catching on very quickly to the people trying to sell her a car.
I'm a little bit scary about the people. Some naughty guys, you know.
The overwhelming majority of women in Saudi Arabia still don't have Saudi driver's licenses yet.
After 2 or 3 years, after 1 year, it become normal, inshallah.
Which means, God willing. I'm Ed Donahue.
Voters in Turkey are at the polls to choose members of parliament and a president. Eastern Mediterranean University scholar Ahmet Sozin tells VOA the election is not only important to Turkey, but much of the rest of the world.
The test this time is going to be between whether people are happy with a decade and a half long rule by Erdogan and his Justice and Development Party, or whether the Turks are ready for change. But of course, the election is going to take place under extraordinary law, the state of emergency, which is continuing in the last 2 years after the coup attempt in the summer of 2016.
Candidates for 600 parliament seats and 6 presidential candidates will be on the ballot. The extremist Pakistani Taliban has formally confirmed the death of its chief in last week's American drone strike in eastern Afghanistan. The slain militant leader Mullah Fazlullah and his 4 key commanders were traveling in a vehicle when it was hit by a drone strike. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.